your dad and I and Walt Pozesniak, you know, we had one more guy, I can't remember. We put the pads on.
When did Sheldon?
Sheldon. Was it Sheldon?
No, not Sheldon.
Wasn't Tony?
Huh?
Wasn't Tony?
No, not Tony, no. No. Had a young kid who was finishing up school. I can't think of his name. But we'd all put the pads on. And half line drill. We'd go down and have them go and feel, and we just really go head and tongue. we put helmets, we had helmets, shoulder pads. That was all. And the jersey over that.
Well, that little story. Now, who all were the coaches? Because I've heard this story from the players' side. Now, you guys lined up against some of the players, right?
Well, we against our players.
Yeah.
So we'd get down and scrimmage with them.
Yeah. So the story I heard was from them, and they were scared to death. They looked up and saw you guys. So who were they? It was you and Dad. Was Tony one of them too?
No, Tony wasn't.
Tony wasn't.
So, was Esme
Walt?
Yet.
Yeah.
Well, Tony could have been part of it too. I don't remember when Tony came in, but we did that.
Yeah, that was.
Well, I think we even did it. Let's see. Borcher left in 52, 51. He was.
That'd be his last.
51 was his last year.
Football season. Yeah.
Season, yeah. So Borcher was in on it there. That's who it was. Oh God, I can remember later on. You want a story? I'll tell you one of your dad. and we were all down. Well, I mean, we go always down on Golden Field practicing and then coming on up. And so this one time. Everybody was coming up, and I don't know why. I was down there longer than anybody else, and Jesus, I come up by Harding School out on the yard. Here is your dad and Dean Sheldon going, no pads, no nothing, arguing who the hell is right, and how to do something. I don't remember.
Well, Sheldon was going to stop that. Northmen played that pinch defense, and Sheldon was going to stop that guy from coming down the line. Chip says, no, you won't. He says, and Sheldon, excuse me for butting in, but Sheldon, they lined up. Sheldon looked out of the corner and says, oh, my God, here's Chip back there. He's got that arm back here.
Well, hell, I came up, and boy, these guys are going at it. And hell, nothing got partially bald. They had scrapes on their heads. And
the kids are all watching, aren't they?
Huh?
The kids are all watching, aren't they?
No. Everybody's gone. I was coming up later.
I think he'd been down there having some kids run some laps or something. Yeah. Something like that.
But I'll tell you, they were really going at it. And what the hell are you guys? Oh, gee, of course.
I tell you, break, you know, just a little levity in the session. Your dad, he had a subtle, great sense of humor. We're kind of subtle, but when we first got modular scheduling, which was after you were out of school, you know, there's a little patch of bushes and stuff down there right at the corner of Golden and 7th, across the street from Harding Building, across the street, bushes and stuff in there. Well, these kids had skipped class, and they were in there smoking and whatever else, you know. And your dad come up from having a PE class down on Golden Field, and he could hear them. They were in there talking, you know. And he goes up to one of the little openings there, and he sticks his head through the brush. What are you guys doing in there? They jump, and away they go. And he says, hey, Pete, they're coming your way over there. And the kids will stop and go, Gus, they're coming to you now. And pretty soon your dad just out of hell with it.